This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hurricane Dorian is battering Grand Bahama Island as the monster storm virtually stalled, toppling and damaging thousands of homes. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The second strongest Atlantic storm on record left a trail of destruction in the Bahamas on Sunday, expected to drop up to 30 inches of rain on the Caribbean country. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis went on national television ahead of the disaster to urge citizens to prepare.
This is probably the most saddened and worst day of my life to address the Bahamian people. And I just want to say that as a physician, I've been trained to withstand many things, but never anything like this.
Meanwhile, the storm is expected to head dangerously close to Florida. The U.S. state is ordering evacuations along its coast, although some are choosing to stay put. Dorian is forecast to remain a hurricane for the next 5 days.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The U.S. and China imposed new tariffs on each other's exported goods this week, the latest skirmish in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. U.S. President Donald Trump levied 15% taxes on about $112 billion worth of Chinese exported products headed to the United States. Meanwhile, Beijing started adding 5 and 10% tariffs on some of the $75 billion worth of U.S. exports being sent to China. Flexport chief economist Phil Levy says lots of goods are affected.
This is exactly hitting the sort of consumer electronics, the apparel, your Apple Watch, your iPad.
The International Monetary Fund is warning the trade war could spark a global downturn. For more on today's latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong high school students gathered in a park Monday on what was the